And welcome once again to Elder Care Issues. Welcome to the program. My name is Mark Van Wagner. As we discuss the issues that concern basically with our, you know, graying of America, 10,000 people a day turn 50 years old. And as we get older, people all of a sudden are starting to say, hey, what am I going to do when I get older? What about retirement? What about, you know, taking care of loved ones? Well, we have the experts here. In fact, this show is brought to you by the Utah Care Planning Council with Tom Day as the director, and Tom is here, but he's sort of in the background a little bit today. He has a very special offer in about 15 minutes, so stay tuned for that. But the Utah Care Planning Council is pleased to present this valuable, I mean valuable, seminars and classes and this program every single Saturday to families or individuals who are concerned about the need for long-term care for themselves or for their loved ones. And we've got some planning strategies. Let me welcome our guests today as before we go any further into today's show. First of all, Lowell Nelson. Lowell, welcome to today's show. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Lowell Nelson, CHFC and CLU. CHFC is?
Chartered Financial Consultant.
Chartered Financial Consultant, a CLU Certified Life Underwriter.
Yeah, Chartered Life Underwriter. Chartered
Life Underwriter. And right next to you is your son. It's Nelson and Associates, and it's Scott Nelson. Hi, Scott. Welcome to today's show.
Thanks, Mark.
Glad that you're here. And then Tom is in the middle, but over here is Don Garlitz from the Garlitz Insurance Agency. Don, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad that you're here. Now, you guys represent the southern part of the Utah Care Planning Council.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, southern meaning Utah County or South Salt Lake, or where is your area?
Well, Utah County.
Utah County, basically.
And south.
And south.
And also part of South Salt Lake.
Part of South Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. Today we're going to talk about the long-term care insurance. And I will never forget, part of my job is to narrate these training and sales videos and presentations. And the Board of Education hired me to do this training film that they were presenting to their teachers, selling something called long-term care insurance. And this was about, gosh, I would imagine 10 years ago, and my eyes popped out of my head. I mean, I didn't realize how important long-term care insurance is. How many people, Lowell, do you think have long-term care insurance? I know not enough, but what do you think right now?
Well, it's a small percentage. It's increasing every day, but I'm not sure exactly the percentage on that.
I can tell you, I think there's close to 3 million people that have coverage currently. That's tough to put a finger on at any given moment, but it's somewhere in that ballpark. When you look at the aging population of America, it's a very small percentage compared to the number of people that should be covered.
So that's 3 million nationwide?
That's correct.
That's it? 3 million policies out there, long-term care insurance?
Correct.
You know, I mean, how many life insurance policies are out there? I mean, millions, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we insure our cars, and everybody knows the need for health insurance. But why don't we think more about long-term care insurance?
I think the biggest reason is that most people, one, don't think they're going to be in that position, that they'll need it. And secondly, they are putting it off and waiting. In other words, you need to be quote-unquote old to get long-term care. Insurance.
Old. What does old mean?
Well, meaning somewhere between 65 and 75.
Somebody told me old is anybody who's 15 years older than you are.
That's correct.
That's what old is.
I'd buy that. No.
But, you know, long-term care insurance is my chances. Just take just me, just a typical, you know, person, resident of the Salt Lake area. What are my chances of needing long-term care insurance? Scott, do you know that? I mean, what are my chances of that? Pretty high, aren't they?
It's roughly 1 out of 2, and we believe it's growing. You know, if you look at the things that are affecting seniors today, Alzheimer's and other things that we didn't see 15 to 20 years ago, it's growing, and I think it's going to continue to grow.
Don, what does long-term care insurance cover? What does that basically cover?
It's a great question, and the fact is there are a number of different kinds of policies that are sold. What we prefer to see people pick up are coverages that will cover both institutional care, meaning nursing homes and assisted living facilities, but also cover good benefits for care in the home. And so what we're trying to provide is a funding source, essentially, for people that when they need care, whether they need it at home or whether they need more aggressive care that can only be provided in a facility, they have a way to pay for it.
If I were to wind up in a care facility for 5 or 6 years, what would the cost be of that, average cost?
Well, the average is about, in our area at least, is about $3,000 a month or $36,000 a year. So you'd be
$250,000.
And I think that's grown substantially. And in fact, the most recent figures I've seen show that care, if you're in a semi-private room where you share a room with someone in nursing homes, I believe last year's data were in about the mid-40s, about $45,000, and a private room in a nursing home is about $50,000 a year currently.
You know, it's really sad in our industry, and we've been dealing with elder care issues for some time, and that's the name of this program is Elder Care Issues, and that we see too many people go into what we call crisis planning. All of a sudden, their loved one is in a nursing home or needs that kind of a care, and they don't have it. And what happens at that point? What happens?
The thing that happens to us is we'll have somebody call and say, I need long-term care, and could you get a policy in effect? My relative or mother, father needs it right now. And then you say, well, that's fine. We can handle that. But then you get with the individual and realize they're uninsurable. You can't get the insurance when it's needed.
So really, that's one of the values that the Utah Care Planning Council offers to people. As agents, one of the things we do is we sell long-term care insurance policies to people, like Lowell suggests, that are insurable. Mm-hmm. Once you need the care, it's too late to buy a policy. But another value we can bring to clients is sort of how to solve their financial funding problems outside of providing long-term care insurance. So we do some things besides the insurance as well.
You know, it's interesting, and I know that you don't want me to say this, but I'm going to say this anyway because I know a little bit about your industry. And is that when you're dealing with long-term care insurance and you're dealing with senior or elder care issues, it is so regulated by the government and so regulated by policies, and people are so afraid. And well, besides, seniors are the number one group for fraud. They're the number one target for fraud. And because of that, the amount of a commission, shall we say, on these policies are so small that I know you guys, the CHFCs and the CLUs, and you can make a lot more money selling other kinds of policies than doing this.
Absolutely.
And insurance.
True.
And so I know after meeting Tom Day and meeting the people for the Utah Care Planning Council, your hearts are really in the right place. This is something that is needed, but it's not necessarily at that lucrative a field because it is so regulated and it's so minuscule, the amount of commissions, available. So number one, we appreciate that, for what you gentlemen are doing. And Tom Day, we appreciate type of information that you're giving on all these classes, and we'll be talking about that in just a minute. But back to long-term care insurance. About what age? Okay, I'm 52. I should start thinking about it right now, shouldn't I? What do you think, Lowell?
Yeah,
Scott?
I was going to say, I think generally speaking, in all the material that's printed, is that's the age that most think about is age 50 and beyond. Because then you have a lot of options if you start at 50, being able to pay up a policy, being able to increase the value of the policy through percentage increases every year, because those things are available to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you wait, one, the cost is higher and less benefit.
Ah, so the earlier I get in, the lower the cost then it will be. Scott, what would disqualify me from getting long-term care insurance?
Well, there's many things that come into play. As we get older, we naturally, get different sicknesses, things along the way. It's just the way life is. Diabetes is one that can have an effect on whether you're mm-hmm. insurable or not. But there's a lot of different areas that could affect it. So that's one advantage of trying to get that insurance early, because generally the health of the person applying is better.
You know, so if I were to go in and my doctor, and I was getting a physical for my long-term care insurance, and if I had a heart attack before this, or if I had maybe a problem with cancer that I have beaten, then I'm probably almost out of luck, aren't I, for getting long-term care insurance?
I'd say not necessarily. It depends on the type of heart condition and the mm-hmm. type of cancer and how long it's been since recovery. So when the underwriters look at these things, I'd say someone with a cancer history or a heart mm-hmm. problem history mm-hmm. really should contact us, and we just make calls around to a number of carriers that we broker for and see what we can do for folks.
So they are insurable then?
Very possibly. I can't say yes or no, but I could say that there are companies that will take previous cancer patients and people that will take folks that have had heart problem histories.
The reason I mention that is it's important to get in early enough before a catastrophic illness, don't you think? I mean, I'm going to be better off going in now than I would if I were, you know, after a serious illness and saying, boy, that can happen again. I think I better go get some long-term care insurance now.
Definitely, Mark. It is better to get in early. There's advantages in every area. If you look at the premiums for a healthy insured person, the earlier they get in, they're going to pay less money than a person down the road. You know, it's common for people to put it off, as Lowell said earlier, because they're not old enough yet. But as they get older, those premiums increase, and if you look at the statistics or compare those numbers, it's always going to be cheaper to get in earlier.
Yeah, go ahead. Tom.
Oh, thanks. Let me just interject here. I bought a policy when I was 51. That's been about 9 years ago. And I am now uninsurable. I'm 60. That's considered young for long-term care insurance, but I have a condition that's very similar to multiple sclerosis. I was insurable when I bought it. I'm not insurable now. And I'll probably really have a definite need for the policy someday. So I always tell people, don't wait to buy. You never know what's going to happen to you.
See, and Tom, you're a great example of that. And what made you get long-term care insurance? Was it just, I mean, because you're ahead of the game. You know, when only 3 million policies in force nationwide, a very minuscule, did you see an ad somewhere? How did you know? I mean, it was a godsend, really, you know, that how did you know?
I'm thankful I have it. I wish I could buy more. I didn't buy enough. That's my problem.
Yeah.
We went through long-term care with all four of our parents, and it was just a real eye-opener for us. And that's what I find often when people go through a situation like that. They're more willing to buy the insurance because they can see what it can do for them.
You know, there are just so many sad stories, and we have seen them time and time again. About a couple that is relatively well off. They think they have enough money to retire on. They've got everything planned, you know, and they've really planned well. But then one of them gets really ill, and all of a sudden their medical bills wipe them out, and then one of them is in a care facility and the other is living in the basement of their children's home. These were people who were used to having their own homes and their own cars and their own everything, and now they're dependent on family members, seriously, because of a catastrophic medical and a care facility that the husband or the wife needed to go into. And you see this over and over again.
That's true. And one of the great values that long-term care insurance brings to an individual in that circumstance is the ability to stay in their own home. Because if they have a funding source to hire professional care to come in, that care is not only designed to provide, you know, help with things mm-hmm. like bathing and clothing and that sort of thing, but it's also designed to provide care, things like homemaker services, say help with cooking meals or doing housework or help around the yard or whatever. So if you can imagine yourself in the circumstance where medically speaking, you really can't care for yourself anymore. Yeah, you're in that position where mm-hmm. you have to either choose to go live with a child or have someone move in with you, or if you have a good policy, you have a funding source to stay in an independent situation, stay in your own home, and have someone come in and professionally provide that care for you.
And I might add to that, there's a benefit called assisted care. And so you can go into a facility where you're assisted, but you still have your independence and all mm-hmm. those type of things. And that's covered under the long-term care contract also. So that gives a person an option, a third option. In other words, long-term care, as we visualize and see it every day, where a person can't do anything. Assisted care, where they're able to do things, but they need some help, and staying at home.
Mm. So there are a number of different policies available. There's not just like one size fits all, right?
Correct.
It can be custom tailored to your needs.
Yeah, and if you go back when this type of insurance was pioneered about 30 years ago, most of the policies were really designed as what and were often dubbed nursing home insurance policies. And the fact is today, the way that they've expanded benefits to include things like assisted living and home health care, really in the old, I guess, policy design where nursing homes only were covered, mm-hmm. it was almost like if you needed care, then you had to go to a nursing home to get your care. And that's the last place a person wants to go for care if they have a choice. So with these newer types of policies that cover home health care specifically, it gives folks the chance to be where they want to be when they need the care.
So long-term care insurance basically is growing up like the rest of us, too, you know, and getting wiser and getting smarter.
That's correct.
Now, Tom, let's take a minute here. We've got some workshops, plus you've got some specials for our listeners to this program.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. First of all, I want to let everybody know here and my listeners know how pleased I am that the Utah Care Planning Council has such a talented group of folks as we have here today to represent us in Utah Valley mm-hmm. and in the south part of Salt Lake County. We're expanding rapidly. We'll have a group of about 15 experts when we finally get fully organized along the Wasatch Front. These are folks like elder law attorneys and care managers and folks like the Nelsons and Don, who are here today, and we feel like we have the most talented and the best people in this field that are helping us. So anyway, what I'd like to tell our listeners is we have some special gifts for them. First of all, we have a CD mm-hmm. that has two books on it, The Four Steps of Elder Care Planning, as well as the National Care Planning Council's Guide to Long-Term Care Insurance that has a lot of this information that we've been talking about today. Plus, on that disc is all of Utah's elder care resources. It's about 300 pages. And it's a huge resource.
Yes.
It includes all the nursing homes and assisted living and home health care and senior centers and pharmacies and geriatric care doctors, and the list goes on and on and on. There are 22 articles on there. There's lists of advisors and attorneys and so forth. I think if we were to sell this, if we could publish it, it'd probably be worth $59.
Easy.
It's huge, but we offer it in electronic format. We'd like our listeners to know we'll give that to you for free if you want to call in and set up a free consultation with one of our experts. And as far as the group here today, if you want to talk to the Nelsons, their number is
269-1150.
269-1150.
Yeah,
269-1150 for Nelson and Associates.
Right. And if calling from Utah County,
mm-hmm.
it's 1-800-388-7096.
So that's toll-free, 1-800-388-7096. That's Nelson and Associates with Lowell and Scott Nelson.
And they're in Murray.
And they're in Murray.
And Don is physically in Utah County.
Okay, and Don, what's your phone number?
Correct. I'm in Provo, and I'll tell you my 7-digit number, and you can either, if you're local in Utah County, you just dial the 7 digits.
Mm-hmm.
If you're outside of Utah County, you can dial toll-free. It's the same phone number, but the prefix is 866.
Ah,
that
okay.
makes it toll-free.
Okay.
And that phone number is 426-6640.
Okay, 426-6640. And that's for Don Garlitz with the Garlitz Insurance Agency, 426-6640 or 1-866-426-6640. And this is a no-cost free in-home just assessment of your needs for long-term care and other elder care issues. Isn't that right, Tom?
That's correct. It's a free consultation, and it would initially be with one member of our group. But if they need help from an attorney or from a care manager, for a reverse mortgage specialist, or any financial planning issues, then they get a free consultation for that as well. In addition, we're doing workshops 2 to 3 times a month. Mm-hmm. And if our listeners would like to call in and register for one of our workshops and let us know that you heard about us on KDYO Radio, we would be happy to give you a 20% discount off of those workshops.
Oh, really?
And the workshops are absolutely fantastic. We do charge for those, but you get a fantastic amount of information and all kinds of information in the workshop, in the workbook itself. One other thing, and then I'll give it back to you, Mark. Previous radio programs we've put on our website, our national website, and that's at longtermcarelink.net. Mm-hmm. Or they can go to the Google search engine and type in KDYL Radio, and that number one listing there, just click on that, and that will take them to the previous versions or the previous mm-hmm. sessions of our of Elder Care Issues. Thank you.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, but if you were to look in the dictionary under long-term care, Tom Day's picture would show up, you know. but if you do put it in the Google search engine, and this is true, you put long-term care, and you have the number one long-term care site in the country. Not just in Utah, but
in the world.
In the world. And it's something you can be very proud of. And these workshops, I might add, it's something you need to know. We are getting older. We are living longer. These are issues that everybody is facing. And especially when it comes to long-term care insurance, as we mentioned, you know, as Scott mentioned, it's 2-to-1 that we will need some form of long-term care insurance. Now, that's pretty big odds that you're fighting. If you don't get it, you're gambling. And, hey, there's a 50% chance I may not need this. I don't like those odds. And the reason it is, you know, long-term care insurance, and you were telling me this too, is that they paid out a lot. I mean, people use them. It's not just, you know, I'm an insurance company and I'm betting that you won't need this. You know, no, they know they're going to pay out the premiums because they are being used. In fact, I would say, and this is just a guess, Lowell, that the long-term care insurers, the underwriters, probably pay more for this than they would any other kind of insurance, wouldn't they? I mean, this is probably the most used or most accessed insurance.
Now, that's true. And the cost factors, it's like one of my clients 15 years ago, I sold them a policy. And the mother or lady in the family got Alzheimer's and was in the Alzheimer unit at a care center for mm-hmm. 12 years. That's almost $500,000 in benefits that were paid out for her care.
Well, thank heaven she had long-term care insurance.
That's correct.
You know, it's just, it really is. It's a lifesaver, and it's a godsend. And what is the future of long-term care insurance? You think more and more, I mean, if more and more people, you know, wise up to the fact that they need that, will that lower premiums a little bit, the more people that get involved, or do you think premiums will stay about the same for a while?
I don't see any market pressures that are going to really lower premiums. I think mm-hmm. premiums are in a pretty good competitive position right now. There's enough players in the market, and the policies have been around long enough that things have leveled out fairly well. One of the nice things for a buyer that's younger, say in their late 40s or mm-hmm. early 50s, when they buy one of these policies, I think anyone would be concerned that if they buy a policy, for example, to cover a $50,000 annual bill from a nursing home, mm-hmm. what's going to happen when they're on claim when they're in their 80s? You know, $50,000 30 years from now isn't going to go very far. Well, when we sell these policies, we typically sell them with a special type of coverage that allows the benefits to increase as the person grows older. So it's mm-hmm. essentially a hedge against inflation. And so that helps a lot in the way that people plan.
Are they how expensive are they, Lowell? How much would it cost?
Well, I have on my mind one couple that just recently took out a policy, and it has all of the different features, meaning mm-hmm. that it has a 5% increase every year on the benefit. Mm. It also has 10-year pay. They wanted to get it paid up and done. It also has a return of premium if they don't use it. And all of those benefits on two individuals at age 60 was $7,230 a year.
See, now that is at age 60,
uh-huh.
and it's that low, and they even get the tent that if they don't use it?
That's correct. And then the other thing, as I look and view it, is a person that was 50 or maximum 55. Mm-hmm. They set up a plan like this, they've got it all paid for at age 60 or 65. And don't have to worry about premiums, but the benefits will increase every year.
Oh, now that is an incentive to get in early. Mm-hmm. That really is. You know, it's interesting because I believe in insurance. I always have. When I was, 25, the first thing I did when I read the charts that my chances of being disabled were a lot greater than my chances, between 20 and 50, were a lot greater than being, than dying. And everybody had life insurance, but nobody had disability insurance. So I went and got that, because I'm in an industry where if I lose my mouth or dental work or anything, a number of things could stop my work, where I would have an income. Well, over 50, I let that lapse. I didn't need it anymore, But now I'm going, this is the next step, I think, for someone like me is long-term care insurance. Definitely. So I need to see one of you guys afterwards. We'll, have to talk about this even
more. Great, interesting, Mark. Yeah. In fact, you bring up the kind of the interplay between disability insurance and we see with a lot of clients what they will do when they're in their younger years of working is carry a disability insurance policy. Mm-hmm. But as they get older and they get a little bit better off financially, a lot of times they don't feel the need to carry their disability policy. And usually that's right about the time that they ought to transition from that policy into a long-term care policy. So not to say that people shouldn't carry both, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people in circumstances
exactly.
they should have both types of coverage, but in that age range where they kind of go from one to the next, it's a good time to transition.
Well, I can't believe that we've only got a couple of minutes left on today's show. This goes by so fast. But long-term care insurance, it is a must, especially in this day and age. I don't know how you can get by without it. The younger you are, just go do it. And even if, no matter what your age, you need to at least call, and get the information that you can and call the Nelson & Associates. Let me give you that phone number again. It's 269-1150. That's 269-1150 or toll free 1-800-388-7096. That's 800-388-7096. Now, the Garlitz Insurance Agency, that's 426-6640, 426-6640, or toll-free 1-866-426-6640. And then to get the offers on the 20% off the these invaluable workshops, and to get your free gift and also a free no-cost consultation, I want you to look up Tom Day's website and just look up longtermcare.net. That's www.longtermcare.net.
Long-term care link.
Thank you. Long-term care link.
L-I-N-K.
I knew I was missing something, Tom. I knew there was something wrong with that. Longtermcarelink.net. Or go on a Google search engine and just type in long-term care. Bang, it'll come up. Or type in KDYL. And your link will come up.
KDYL Radio.
KDYL Radio, and that link will come up. Well, Lowell and Scott and Don, thank you for being my guest today. I hope we covered everything. We didn't cover everything we needed to cover. You need to get a hold of these gentlemen before me and find out everything you can about this long-term care insurance. But Don and Scott and Lowell, thank you. Tom, thank you once again. I admire you and exactly that you're doing. It's the Utah Care Planning Council. And it's the issues that all of us need to worry about and think about and talk about and see an expert about, because we're getting older. This is Elder Care Issues, and we'll see you next week at the same time on KDYL.